WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
The grieving continues. A new development following the death of Aretha Franklin. She knew her last concert would be her last. Did not necessarily tell anyone about that, though. Phoebe Howard, reporter, Detroit Free Press, Freep.com. Hi, Phoebe. What can you tell us?
A lot of new developments on the Aretha Franklin story. The family has confirmed that the funeral will be private, and by private we mean 4,000 attendees. So this will be the same church that hosted Rosa Parks, and but there has been a point of controversy on public versus private. It will be private at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. People are expected to fly in from around the country and around the world for the August 31st service. 48 hours before that, the city of Detroit is organizing a two-day, 24-hour viewing of the body. Aretha Franklin will be laying in state at the Charles Wright Museum, at the Museum of African American History, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for the 2 days prior to her funeral. So families, again, all over the state, people are planning to fly in, stand in lines. We have learned that her last concert in November of 2017, the lyrics she sang over and over again for an AIDS fundraiser was "Answer My Prayer." So she just kept repeating it over and over again. And what we learned from organizers recently is she knew that that would be her last concert and was struggling. She had no strength as she was struggling with cancer. Her last Detroit concert 1 year ago, which was 105 minutes long in sweltering heat, same thing. They said she would only perform if the Reverend Jesse Jackson was at her side, that she felt he was channeling the power of the Lord, and that she would not be able to go on stage without his strength. And to the very last minutes, organizers had tens of thousands of people waiting for her to go on as a big Detroit celebration. But this is a time when Detroit is planning to celebrate a woman that won 18 Grammys, died at age 76 with a net worth of approximately $60 million, and would not play to segregated crowds. So she's remembered as a civil rights activist behind the scenes. We're monitoring this story closely.
So did people around her grasp that she was in her likely final months of life, or it was not necessarily seen as that dire at the time?
What was amazing is in her last public engagements, it was at a time in the Midwest that was so hot that the people in her midst did not know if she was wiped out by the heat. And they did not want to inquire. And so only later did they find out. For example, one writer observed they spotted a chemotherapy treatment pad under her beautiful pink dress. And she had been, you know, she was actively, aggressively losing weight and actively being treated for cancer, pancreatic cancer. So under this beautiful, beautiful dress. And so people around her, only the closest, she was rather reclusive, very, very private, and at the very end, you know, even, it was amazing. I went back before this show today and looked back at the video of her last show, and she was wearing mink. And as you know, she performed in mink as much as she could. That was who she was. She dropped the mic, and she dropped the mink.
Mm. Have people commented in history? It's ironic. We associate Motown, Detroit, but she was never on that label, Atlantic Records and so on.
She was never on the label, but interestingly, she's viewed, perhaps because her father had New Bethel Baptist Church here, and he was such a religious leader, such an important leader, that she's associated with Motown and having moved back and become a strong voice. Upon news of her death, the church community throughout Detroit was absolutely devastated because she was viewed. I did a tremendous number of interviews with women who said she taught little girls, specifically the quotes were, she taught little black girls that they could be beautiful.
All right. Well, still the grieving goes on. Of course, it's no longer a headline story here outside Detroit, but many, many angles to the story. Thank you, Phoebe.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You too. And next time, I guess we'll talk automotive with you. Phoebe Howard, reporter normally on the automotive beat, but covering, like so many others, the aftermath of the death of the great Aretha Franklin.